Preston Crowmarsh, air crash number 2. Readers may recall the previous crash report from 1956, printed in the BB, but our next report on a disastrous air crash in Preston Crowmarsh actually takes us back in time to World War II, back to the early hours of May the 20th, 1944. At 2200 hours on the 19th of May 1944, Lancaster Mark III ND898 had taken off from its base in Skellingthorpe, Lincolnshire, to raid the railway marshalling yards at Tours in France. This was part of the bombing done as a preparation for D-Day, trying to destroy the ability of the Germans to move up reinforcements quickly. This task was allotted to the RAF's 5 Group, including 50 Squadron and this particular Lancaster. In all, a force of 113 Lancasters were involved, together with 4 Mosquitoes, whose task was to find and mark the target for the bombers. The 7-man crew of 898 were fairly typical of the time, 5 Englishmen and 2 Canadians, all young, with the pilot, who was Pilot Officer Jack Irving, being the only officer and the skipper of the team. The crew had been together through the usual operational training unit and conversion unit programme, but the regular bomb aimer, an Australian, had missed this mission and his replacement, Sergeant F. Drever, was scarcely known to the others. The mission over Tours had gone well. Visibility over the target was moderate, and due to some thin cloud, the attack had been made from 6,000 feet, much lower than was usual. No aircraft had been lost to enemy action, and the raid was recorded as a success. However, on the return flight, thick fog had settled in at their home base in Lincolnshire and over much of England, such that aircraft were being diverted to land at many airfields in the south of England. Hence, Jack Irving and his crew found themselves at about 5 o'clock on a murky morning trying to land at Benson, a strange airfield, at the end of a long, hard night's flying. There were no blind approach facilities in those days, and the aircraft undershot on the final approach, hitting one end of the large barn at Crowmarsh Battle Farm, just a few hundred yards from the end of the runway. 3 crew members were killed in the crash: pilot Jack Irving, navigator Doug Jewell, and bomb aimer F. Drever, while other 4 crew members were injured but recovered. These were Paddy Lorne, the engineer, Owen Jones and Jake Redicop, gunners, and Lloyd Phillips, the wireless op. The resident Chamberlain family did what they could to help, and assistance from RAF Benton soon arrived, moving the injured to the base hospital and to College Hospital in Oxford. The badly damaged old tithe barn was later repaired and restored by the Chamberlain family, as was the grain drying machinery installed inside only the previous month. And that was written by Dave Rushton, and the article's accompanied by a picture of the 8-man crew before they set off.